Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense begins now in the big shadow of the big monster cast yesterday. That's what I love about Mondays. Let me start here with you. Yesterday's program was epic for a number of different reasons, but in particular, the guest lineup. I've already gotten some inquiries from listeners around the country asking, where's Alan Gottlieb been? And I love that you love hearing Alan on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Alan is a very busy man. He is, and I will, and he knows. You've heard me, if you've heard me on the MonsterCast with him, I introduce him this way, but he is the single most powerful man alive today, defending and fighting for our right to bear arms and advancing that agenda forward. National Rifle Association doesn't come close to the power that Alan Gottlieb possesses when it comes to advancing our gun rights, because we are now in court. And I say we because I am a member of the board of directors of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, the CCRKBA. I'm very proud of that. Also founded by Alan Gottlieb three, 4 decades ago, along with the sister operation and the mothership, if you will, the Second Amendment Foundation, or SAF. Sometimes you hear us refer to that as SAF. When you hear us refer to SAF, we are referring to the Second Amendment Foundation. But it is Alan Gottlieb who is the genius behind the court cases, now totaling 38 cases across this country, in courtrooms across this country, on behalf of you as an American gun owner. No one else in the country comes close. And it is Alan Gottlieb who approves each single individual case that goes up before the courts. Nothing's going to a court. No lawsuit will be filed without Alan Gottlieb's stamp of approval. So having said that, he's a very, very busy man, but he gives us all. He gives every single Sunday, every Sunday, he gives me the opportunity to bring his voice to Armed American Radio. He was at CPAC the previous week. He has been ill this week, sick, just a cold, but didn't want to bring him on the airwaves. He was coughing and having trouble. We want him to get better. And he is. So we chose not to bring him on the airwaves last night for that reason. But it is important, and I thank each and every one of you who recognize just who he is and the importance of his voice on this program. It means so much to me personally, and I know it means even more to Mr. Gottlieb, a man that I have tremendous respect for, probably more than anybody on earth when it comes to this issue that we face. And it is grave. We are in trouble. I will not mince words about that. I'll explain what I mean by that in just a minute. So to those of you who sent the emails, there's your explanation. I have to take this opportunity now because we're talking about courtrooms. I really wasn't planning on going down this rabbit hole with you, but I kind of have to now. Hawkins, AWR Hawkins, and I spoke yesterday on the Monster Broadcast about a piece he had written about Lindsey Graham that was running front and center. I mean, took off like a rocket ship on Breitbart News. He was the lead story on Breitbart News for a better part of the weekend with this story about Lindsey Graham holding gun control hearings as the Senate Judiciary Chairman in the Senate. And this is of tremendous concern to those of us who depend on the Republican Party to fend off the attempts and the attacks at gun control and the attacks against us as gun owners from the socialists. And it's unfortunate that we have to depend on a particular party. We shouldn't have to. There was a time in America where we depended on people who respected the Constitution of either party, and those days are over. An individual like Zell Miller, for example, the Blue Dog Democrats, they're gone. They're non-existent. But it's important that I guess now I got to kind of go down this rabbit hole, because yesterday on the program, what I'm doing here is I'm jumping ahead of myself relative to what I had planned for today, but that's okay because it's out now and I want to get it out while it's fresh in my brain, and I'm on that now, so I have to go there. Yesterday's Monster Broadcast, we were talking about, for example, with Stephen Gutowski in Hour 3, the bump stock ban, the National Rifle Association stamp of approval for that put us there where we are now fighting this in court, and in exactly 15 days I become a federal felon unless there's some type of stay of execution, if you will, of the bump stock lawsuit and the ATF rule that unilaterally decided that my piece of plastic is now a machine gun, which we all know not to be the case. there was nothing but shenanigans being played there. Stephen Gutowski and I talked about that. We also talked about with A.W.R. Hawkins, the, as I was mentioning, Lindsey Graham holding these hearings on gun control. This is the ERPOs, or what you know as the red flag laws. And A.W.R. minced no words yesterday, and I've gotten a number of emails from you saying that was a very disturbing segment. And agree, it is. Because I told you, as did A.W.R., who agreed with me, we were in agreement on this, that if Lindsey Graham is going to hold a hearing, that more than likely something will pass out of that committee and out of that, out of the Senate, out of that chamber. And if it does, more than likely Donald Trump will sign it because he will have been given a green light. Now, I don't want to go into too much detail about that now. We're going to discover that through a process over the course of the next couple of weeks. Those hearings are scheduled for the 26th. We'll wait and see what happens, and we'll see the lead up as it ramps up. There will be some journalistic work done by some of the best in the business, Stephen Gutowski, Beth Bauman, of course, A.W.R. Hawkins, David Kodria, David Workman, and others who write about this every day to give us some inside dope before we get to that hearing so we'll know a little bit more about it. But nonetheless, I sit here and I tell you today that it was the Trump administration, that unilaterally changed the definition of machine gun to accommodate a bump stock, which is not, doesn't even have a moving part on it. When the Obama administration, the administration who wanted that to happen, who tried desperately to make that happen, couldn't change it because it wasn't changeable. So we now feel that we can trust the Obama administration to be honest when it comes to the definition of something better, more so than we can the Trump administration? Apparently, yeah. Because it happened. That's not speculation. It was a Trump DOJ that did it, not the Obama DOJ. That's what happened. And they're doing it with Trump's approval. He signed the executive order based on the change in the definition. Trump signed it, not Obama. Trump signed it. Trump, the man that ran the most pro-gun campaign that I've ever seen in my life. And we are now faced with the possibility, now that the House has passed its gun control measure, we are now faced with the possibility of something coming out of a Republican-controlled chamber in the Senate. And in all likelihood, my fear, as was A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart's fear yesterday, was that Trump would in fact sign it. So I know that there's trepidation out there. There's trepidation here in this studio and other places as well. But here's what I want to remind you of today. So far, nothing has come out of the Senate. We don't know what Lindsey Graham is up to yet. We will find out. I could very well be wrong on this issue, as could Mr. Hawkins. Our gut feelings could be wrong. They generally aren't, but they could be. I am seeing signs out there that there are people who are greenlighting this effort going forward. We will get into much greater analysis of this over the course of the next 15 days as we get closer to the 26th. But suffice to say, it is Trump who is appointing judges. I go back to the Second Amendment Foundation. That's what brought me round to this right now. It is the Trump administration, it is Donald Trump himself, who is appointing the most pro-gun judges to the federal bench, lifetime appointments ever. It is Trump that is doing that. These appointments to these open positions on the bench are going to have generational impact for decades to come in favor of the Second Amendment, as 38 cases of ours on our behalf as gun owners wind their way through the federal courts. Critically important. And it is the Trump administration doing that. So, yeah, there seems to be a disconnect there. Well, why is Trump the one doing the bump stock ban? Why is Lindsey Graham and the Republicans seemingly preparing to move a gun control bill through the Senate? And why is Mark Walters, the host of Armed American Radio, and A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart, who are neck deep in this stuff all day, concerned that he might sign this? Those are legitimate questions, and they deserve answers. And we're going to get you those answers. But we've got to kind of sit back now and wait. Everything now is pure speculation. I told you that was my gut feeling yesterday. AWR echoed that sentiment, and here we are today. I am not prepared yet and won't be until we get some more information between now and that scheduled hearing on the 26th to say much more about it, lest I be the guy that's out there spitting out fake news, and I'm not trying to do that. Now, I'm not a journalist. Everything I tell you is my opinion. And when it comes to this issue, I am generally always right. I've been wrong in the past, but it's been far fewer than the times that we've been right on this broadcast. So I am concerned about it, very concerned about it. I would never have said it to you, and I would never have said it on this live microphone yesterday if I was not. I understand the power of this microphone, and I understand the reach of this microphone, and I understand your concerns as listeners to Armed American Radio. This is a grave threat to our right to bear arms, and it's happening under the Trump administration. I don't say that lightly. We'll continue the discussion when I come back. Don't go away. Okay, gun lover, this is for you. If you want to win one of the most popular and advanced 1911s on the market, listen up. I've teamed up with my good friends over at the USCCA to give you seven chances to win $1,123, the exact amount you need to buy this very special gun. Which 1911 is it? Here are some hints. To start, it's lightweight and easy to shoot, making it one of the most popular 1911s to carry concealed. It boasts night sights, G10 grips, and comes in a beautiful flat dark earth finish. Want to see for yourself? Simply text ARMED to 87222 right now to reveal this gun and instantly lock in your seven free chances to win it. That's ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Simple, quick, 100% free. But your opportunity is slipping away because this giveaway ends Friday, March 22nd. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. That's A-R-M-E-D to 87222.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 Things That Could Land You Behind Bars or Help Keep You Out of Them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
See how easy it is. In the previous segment, I got way ahead of myself, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. The conversation that we're having today is so important. I kind of got out of order, but that's all right. It had to happen. It had to happen while it was fresh in my mind. I have great fear, as I said, great fear and great trepidation about what I see going forward. I have tremendous concerns, legitimate concerns. You have questions. They're legitimate questions, and we aim to get you, right? Pun intended, the answers as we move forward. We've got the best sources in the country when it comes to this stuff working on our behalf. So rest assured that there's a lot of great things happening for us right now. And I know that a lot of times we get the sense that the news, with air quotes, about what we're doing as far as gun owners and fighting for our rights and fending off the Bloombergs, I know sometimes it appears very daunting, and it does, and it is many times. Michael Bloomberg is a daunting guy when it comes to the right to our constitutional right to bear arms. He is a huge threat, and they know it. The media knows it. That's why they drive that narrative. And I know when we get beat down constantly, sometimes it's hard to pick ourselves up and say, wait a minute, we are in fact winning this battle. And you know what? We are in fact winning this battle. How do I know we're winning this battle? See, I'm going to get ahead of myself again, and I don't want to do that. I will go back. Let me write that down. So I know, go back to winning battle. And I've just written myself a big note for you here, and I intend to do that. Hint, Bernie Sanders and a Drudge Report headline earlier today. I will go back to that shortly. Let me go back to the Monster Cast. I explained why Alan Gottlieb wasn't here to those of you who wrote in and asked about it. Thank you very much. By the way, if you have questions for me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I appreciate everything that you send. I get to every email. It's just taking me a little more time now because more email is coming in, as you can imagine. So let's go to hour one. Yesterday's program was epic in Alan Gottlieb's place. And I will tell you this, and the guests that I had in his place will tell you this. No one, including him, can fill Alan Gottlieb's shoes. No one can. But we put somebody in there who we know will always make an attempt to do just that, and that's the Alan Corwin experience. If you missed yesterday's show, Alan Corwin, always fun, always controversial, always provocative, always making you think. And that's what I love so much about Alan. He makes me think. He makes me think about things in the terms, because of the way he frames his questions, in a sense that I may not have considered before. And he did it yesterday on the show. I won't give it away. But I think you'll enjoy it. Well, I know you'll enjoy it. So Alan Corwin, very provocative, very controversial. Not really controversial. Controversial to who? The truth is only controversial to a dopey liberal who doesn't want to accept the truth. That's all. Always controversial to a liberal, the truth is. Facts are. Emotions not, but facts are, right? So I'll digress there for just a moment, because Corwin's conversation yesterday was multi-pronged. We had a great time on the air. Don't miss the Alan Corwin experience. If you heard it again last night, go back and listen to it again. Very good, very entertaining radio. He appreciated my analysis on Michael Bloomberg being the guy who felt that he could do more and be more powerful in terms of destroying our gun rights outside the Oval Office than in the Oval Office. I want you to think about that. The man in the Oval Office has a pen to sign executive actions, to sign gun control legislation. Bloomberg wasn't having any of it. He sat back, he analyzed the facts, and he came to the conclusion, I can do more. He said this. I quoted him. You'll go back and listen to it if you missed it. I can do more sitting here in my ivory tower to destroy the fundamental right to keep and bear arms with all of my money than I can as the most powerful man on earth. That ought to give you pause. Listen to the conversation that Mr. Corwin and I had if you missed the program yesterday. It was quite fascinating. Hour two, A.W.R. Hawkins jumped in. And that, I got to be honest with you, that was a scary conversation yesterday. It was frightening, because he echoed a sense of fear that I had already felt. No, I'm not going to lie to you. A.W.R. Hawkins and I talk to each other probably 2, 3, 4 times a day. If it's not a conversation, we text. And there are certain things that we converse about on a fairly regular basis. The topic that we brought up yesterday was, in fact, talked about between the two of us in a private conversation the day before on a Saturday while we each had a grill going, I believe. It was a casual conversation, and the Lindsey Grahamnesty hearing came up. Most of it came out on the air yesterday, but I didn't hear him in the private conversation say, I think Trump will sign it. And last night he did. He thinks Trump will sign it. I didn't disagree with that. I think the same thing. There are reasons for that. You'll hear it if you go back and listen to, or if you missed, Hour 2. A.W.R. Hawkins was outstanding. Hour 3. I love this recap on Mondays. I really do. Because the Free Beacon stepped in by lending us Stephen Gutowski, one of the best pro-rights journalists I have ever met in my life. Between him and Hawkins, that's a powerhouse. And to have all of them, the three minds that we had on last night, because they're all great thinkers. Mr. Corwin is a great thinker. That's what makes him so dangerous to the anti-gun establishment. And they know it. He's an amazing thinker. That's why he writes so many columns and his columns appear so many places. A.W.R. Hawkins, a great thinker. That's why he's able to put the little touch on the bottom of every one of his stories and give you the untold part of the story that the liberal press will never tell you. A.W.R. Hawkins is able to do that. Stephen Gutowski writes in such a way that he digs down to the truth, and when you read it and then listen to him, much like A.W.R. Hawkins, you know you're getting that sincerity in the written word that he brings to the spoken word to this program. I couldn't ask for a better lineup. It's epic. Alan Corwin Experience, A.W.R. Hawkins, Breitbart News, followed by Stephen Gutowski, all of them award-winning in their own right, all of them journalists, all of them. And they happen to be on our side. And that should make you feel better. Gosh, go back and listen to, I think if I have to rate which individual hour I liked the most, and this means, don't take this away from anything in hour one or hour two, but I really thoroughly enjoyed my conversation with Stephen Gutowski last night, and I believe you will too. If you go back and listen to it. If you enjoyed that hour, all 3 hours of Armed American Radio's epic lineup last night, let me know. I want to hear from you. mark@armedamericanradio.org. It was a very powerful program yesterday. We covered a ton of ground, which is sometimes hard to do, but when you've got those minds, those thinkers, those writers, all in the same microphone with you, you take advantage of it, and we were able to do that yesterday. North Carolina lawmakers debating whether to let teachers carry guns. Those who do would get a pay raise. What do you think about that, huh? What do you think those who hate your rights think about that? What do you think a guy like David Hogg would think about that? Really, who cares what David Hogg thinks, frankly? David Hogg isn't old enough to have an opinion that's going to matter to me when it comes to my caring about what he thinks about this, okay? No, seriously, I don't care what he thinks about this. He hasn't been around long enough to formulate an honest opinion about this because he doesn't have the background and the knowledge to understand it, which is what is so frustrating when you see a kid like this. But I guess it answers the question why he feels he can be an expert on everything, right? Because the media gives him a platform. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit more about this story. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, let me get some business out of the way before I take you to teachers in North Carolina. It's being proposed getting pay raises for carrying guns. Hey, man, I want to be a teacher in North Carolina, right? All right, let me get some business out of the way for you first. If you want to win one of the most popular and advanced 1911s on the market, pay attention, okay, because this isn't going to last for good. Ends on the 22nd of this month. Teamed up with our good friends over at the USCCA to give you 7 chances to win the $1,123. That's the exact amount that you're going to need to buy this very special gun. Which 1911 is it? Hints. I told you before. Lightweight, easy to shoot, one of the most popular 1911s to carry concealed. It has night sights, G10 grips, comes in a gorgeous flat dark earth finish. Now, I know what the gun is, but I'm not going to tell you because I want you to go get it for yourself. That's part of the fun. So if you want to see it for yourself, simply text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now to reveal this gun and instantly lock in those 7 chances, free chances to win it, okay? ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, text it to 87222. Simple, quick, painless, 100% free. Don't let it slip away. Friday, March 22nd, my father's 80th birthday. That's how I keep that date in mind. I know it. I won't forget it. Is your last day for this promotion. Text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Please, don't do that while you're driving, okay? Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studio. Oh, you know, one more thing. The Facebook likes and shares are beginning to grow over on the Armed American Radio with Mark Walters Facebook page. That's my public figure page. I want you to go over there. 100,000 of you on that page. There's no excuse for you not getting involved, but let me be honest with you. The less people that go over and click it and share it,
means the more of a chance you have to win. Okay? Because what we're doing over there is we are giving away a Gunbox 2.0. You can check it out at thegunbox.com if you want to see the safe. It's the one that you hear me talk with the owner, Rob Simpson, about. I have one here in the studio with me. This thing is the absolute iPhone, high-tech, super quality of portable gun safes. It can be mounted on a flat surface. It can be loose. You can take it with you. You can travel with it. You can tether it to the frame of your seat in a vehicle. It's got RFID. It's got biometric fingerprints. I mean, this thing is absolutely the bomb. It's $260. We're giving you one next week, next Sunday, coming up. We're going to pick a winner live on the airwave, and Rob is going to, but you got to like the post. All you have to do is go to Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Rob is going to announce the winner live on the airwaves for us, okay? And that individual is going to walk away with this safe absolutely free. Great promotion from a great sponsor and a fantastic product. Facebook.com, Armed American Radio, just like the post. I pinned it up to the top, so scroll down until you see that first one. You'll see it, a couple pictures of the gun box. Scroll down, like it, and share it. That's all you got to do. Your name is instantly entered in there. We know who you are. We see you on there, and you are instantly entered. And I wish you the best of luck. I've got one of these things right here, and it is really something special. You'll want one. It holds two full-size guns. This thing is really, really super high quality. All right. Thank you for bearing with me on that. That's fun stuff to talk about. Let's go to North Carolina. This is interesting. The mainstream business, the debate over carrying guns. There's not a debate. There's not. Bob Gualtieri, the guy who generally isn't real big fan of your concealed carry rights in Pinellas County, Florida, really kind of ended that if there was a debate. The debate. Why, Mark, why would you say it's not a debate? Sure it is. Lots of people are talking about it. There's people that agree with it, disagree with it. I'll tell you why it's not debatable. Because cops can't get there. They cannot get there in time. Gualtieri knows it. You know it. That's why you carry a gun, because you can't carry a cop. There's no debating that. There is no debating the fact that if an armed teacher were at that school in Parkland that day, the carnage may have been stopped and there may not have been anybody killed. We don't know. What we do know is that if the sheriff had gone in there, the deputy, the coward of Broward had gone in there, guns a-blazing, it probably would have stopped sooner than it did. These are facts. That's not debatable. Facts are not debatable. That's why I say there's no debate. An armed, trained teacher is going to put a stop to this. And here's the beautiful part about it. If the punk, thug, criminal, scumbag, waste of breathable air knows that there are teachers in that building that are armed, the odds of him even walking in there drop substantially. These are facts, not debatable. Facts are not debatable. Yeah, that's why you don't see mass killings happening at police stations, for example, or for the most part at gun shows. You can do the math. You know what I'm talking about. No sane person, even an insane person, is not stupid enough to walk into a room filled with armed people to try to get away with racking up a body count. North Carolina lawmakers debating whether to let teachers carry guns. Those who do would get pay raise. This is coming out of Raleigh. And here we go. First sentence. North Carolina lawmakers are once again debating whether to let teachers carry guns after a new proposal surfaced recently. That bothers me, that first sentence. Whether to let teachers carry guns. I don't like to hear someone talking about letting someone carry a gun to defend themselves and their students when we are talking about carrying a gun being a fundamental right. That bothers me. Now, under the School Security Act, according to WGHP, and that's what the act is called in North Carolina, teachers who choose to do so would get a 5% pay increase. Now, I'm going to assume that's going to be on top of anything else they might get, obviously. According to WGHP, money for that would be appropriated from the state's general fund and would also cover the cost for basic law enforcement training. So, debate? I'm not so sure that's the right word to use. It is not debatable that an armed individual who is on site can stop something well before the cops get there. That's a fact. Facts are not debatable. Quoting, there's a lot of talk about how parents should keep their guns locked up at home, so having a gun at school that may or may not be accessible to children, that just seems like a disaster waiting to happen, said parent Jen Firestone. I can tell you right now, Jen Firestone, just with that one statement, told me she's ignorant. I'm not going to call her stupid. I'm going to tell her she's ignorant. I'm going to tell you Jen Firestone is ignorant. Raleigh, you're listening to the program. One of your local residents, Jen Firestone, is ignorant. Ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity. Why do I say that? Because this woman clearly has absolutely no idea of safe gun ownership and being a responsibly armed American. None. She has no earthly idea how the school is going to mandate, how the teachers carry their firearms, etc. She doesn't know the first thing about safe firearm handling. Nothing. For her to say that, that's what tells me that. There's a lot of talk about how parents should. No, there's not. The media talks about it when the pundits get together around a little table and they banter back and forth. Responsibly armed Americans know how to keep their guns safe. Not locked up at home, but safe at home. This little gun box is one of them. That's why we have them. Instant access to my firearm. Are there accidents and stupid people? Of course there are. But they're the exception, not the rule. Jen doesn't know what she's talking about. Yet Jen gets quoted on this Raleigh, North Carolina piece. Other parents, though, told the TV station that they support the idea. They think it's necessary. Take a listen to this. As long as the teacher is well vetted and goes through the necessary steps like background, all the information that would be needed to allow that person to actually carry a gun, said Brad Firestein. I kid you not. Jen Firestone is anti-gun. Brad Firestein, and the only difference is an I. Firestein with an I. Jen Firestone with an O. I thought that was hilarious. The bill is under review in committee right now in North Carolina. I hope that this thing sails through the North Carolina legislature. This is how you keep kids safe. Jen Firestone, let me prove her ignorance. I can promise you if someone were breaking into her home late at night, and I can tell you that she probably doesn't have a gun based on the ignorance of her statement, the first thing she's going to do is call 911 and seek an armed law enforcement officer to respond. And God forbid it ever happens, because she will be a victim by the time the cops get there. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? Don't forget our great sponsors. Don't forget to go to Facebook.com, Armed American Radio. Don't forget to like and share the post that's pinned to the top. Get your chance to win the Gun Box for free. The drawing next week on the MonsterCast. Don't forget to text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 to unlock your 7 chances to win that beautiful, beautiful 1911. You will get the check, if you win, for $1,123. $1,123. 7 of you will get a check. If you win, I want to hear from you. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. But you have to text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Don't let time run out on you. Time is running out. The hourglass has already been turned. Okay, this thing ends on the 22nd of this month. On my dad's 80th birthday, I'm going to remind you that. So don't let time get away from you on this one, all right? Back to the North Carolina thing, I think is interesting for a number of different reasons. Here's why. Because I feel terrible. I feel sad for ignorant people like Jen Firestone. Not Brad Firestein, but for Jen Firestone. And here's why. And I don't wish ill will on anyone ever. The odds of becoming a victim of a violent crime in America, as we talked about with Stephen Gutowski yesterday, are extremely low. Extremely low in a country of 320 million people. Of course, there are things that you can do to increase those odds, going places you shouldn't, acting some way you shouldn't, doing illegal things already, etc. But the vast majority of Americans will not experience a violent crime in their lifetime. But they will know someone who has. They will get pretty close to home. And here's what I've often found. And I don't wish ill will on anybody, but I can promise you this, that if Jen Firestone ever finds herself a victim of a violent, horrific crime, she's going to change her tune. That much I can promise you. And the irony of it all is when Jen Firestone finds herself in trouble, any trouble, be it a flat tire she can't change, be it some kid she doesn't know walking around the streets that she's not familiar with, be it a strange car, be it somebody trying to attack her, assault her, somebody breaking in her home, she will call 911 and seek an armed response. That's the irony of it all. And what these people who undoubtedly support people like Bloomberg and the rest of the anti-gunners, like Pelosi and the rest. What they don't see, because they're too blinded by ideology, they've drank the Kool-Aid. What they don't see is the people that they're talking to who are responding in kind to them, saying, oh, yay for you for sticking up for, you know, gun-hating Lee, yay for wearing the orange-clad shirt, for being that orange-clad shirt-wearing woman who's standing up for gun safety measures. All of those people are saying those things surrounded by guns. Every single one of them surrounded by armed security. Personal details when it comes to the movie stars, the hypocrite punks they are, the Alyssa Milanos, surrounded by armed security at a rally preaching about gun control. Amazing. And then when they get called out on it by the crowd, by the way, by the pro-gun crowd that's there, their armed security escorts them away. Isn't that funny how that works? Jen Firestone doesn't see that. Now, I can speculate as to why she doesn't see that, but I'm not going to because I don't know her. The only statement I've ever heard her make is that there's a talk about how parents should keep guns locked up at home. No, there's not. My kids know how to use my guns. I trust my kids with my guns. They're older now. If my kids happen to have to use a gun, they know how to do it. God forbid, but God bless them, they will. As we have reported to you on these airwaves many times, 13-year-old, 14-year-olds who have defended their families and their siblings with a firearm because they knew where it was and knew how to use it. But I can promise you that Jen Firestone doesn't even see her own hypocrisy, doesn't even see the irony of her own words. And I hope to God she never becomes a victim. But if she does, she'll change her tune quickly. Oh, you don't know that. Yes, I do. I've interviewed too many people over the years. I've written a book about it. And one person comes to mind. Former Ohio Representative Michael DeBose. He has since passed away. He was a great man. Michael DeBose and I struck up in what some people would consider an unlikely friendship. Michael DeBose was a black state congressman from the rough area of Cleveland, Ohio. He was anti-gun for most of his career until the unthinkable happened to him, the unthinkable that we would never wish on Jen Firestone. And that was when he was targeted for attack by armed individuals, simply taking a walk in his neighborhood, forcing him to take off running to a neighbor's home. He had a gun pointed at him. Representative DeBose changed his tune. He reached out for assistance. I contacted his office. He accepted my assistance and the assistance of many others, all friends of mine. And we were able to put together firearms training for him and his family and close friends. Michael DeBose voted against Ohioans' right for concealed carry twice in the legislature until this happened to him and he realized, I'm never going to be a victim ever again. I made a mistake by fighting against this. Because you see, Michael DeBose knew he could trust himself. He knew he was a good person. He knew the gun wasn't going to jump out of his pocket unless he wanted it to. Unlike somebody like Jen Firestone, who for some reason thinks a gun in a school is going to jump out and harm somebody when it's not. That's her ignorance. Michael DeBose figured it out. Michael DeBose got his permit. I am prouder than, if I look back in some of the things I've accomplished in my life, this is one of the things that I'm probably, it ranks up in the top five. By being able to assist Mr. Michael DeBose, at that time Representative Michael DeBose. Michael DeBose and I became very, very close friends. He contacted me on holidays just to see how my children were doing when they were much younger. He was a great man and a Democrat. A lot of people thought, well, that's strange bedfellows. No, it's not. Michael DeBose understood after something horrific happened to him what Jen Firestone, I hope, never has to go through. That there are bad people out there who do bad things. Michael DeBose got his training and his permit, never left home without his gun ever again, as he shouldn't have to begin with. In fact, voted for Ohioans' right for concealed carry the following session. It passed, and Ohioans, you have the right to carry concealed with that now, is in large part because of a man who was anti-gun. You've always had the right, but it was recognized by your legislature in a permit structure system, let me put it that way. Michael DeBose figured that out, and in large part because of him, you can. And now you have that opportunity that you didn't have before. Michael DeBose's family, same thing. It's a wonderful story. You can read about it in my book, Lessons from Armed America, the story of Michael DeBose. I printed my complete interview with him as a chapter. If you'd like information on where to buy the book and me to get you a signed copy of it, email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I'll tell you how to get both of my books, and I'll send you signed ones. I'll explain how to do it. But I hope to God that Jen Firestone never finds herself running for her life in her neighborhood because of her own ignorance. Let me just put it that way. She'll change her tune. She will change her tune. Now, I'll tell you this. If Jen Firestone is a gunner, and we do find a lot of anti-gunners running their mouths, are in fact actual gun owners because they're holier than thou. Okay for me, not for thee. If I were to find that out, we would call her out for the hypocrite that she is. I don't know that she is or not. I'll work under the assumption that she is not a gun owner. It's probably a safe bet based on the statement, the ignorance of the statement that she made. But it's frustrating. It's frustrating, and I hope to God that nothing like that happens to her. So North Carolina, I hope this passes for you. I hope you see this. I hope your teachers get the raise they deserve because your children across the state at all grade levels will be far safer today if this passes than they were yesterday prior to its passage. See, I never get to everything that I want to get to in a day, but that's okay. Go back and listen to the Monster Cast, just an absolutely epic program yesterday. You can get that at armedamericanradio.com. Also, I'm going to be here again tomorrow doing it all over again because I love to. This is what we do. I wish I had another 2 hours with you. I could go on and on and on. But until we meet on the radio tomorrow, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Don't be that willfully unarmed caveman. Remember, unarmed is by choice. Disarmed is by force. So don't be Jen Firestone, willfully unarmed. Understand bad people do bad things. Enjoy your day. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.